Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling, of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. The House was very busy in Harrisburg this week and dealt with an issue that has been looming for a long time, and that has to do with the pension systems that both school district employees and state employees utilize and some of the issues that surround the funding of that. What's going on here?
Well, it really was what I would refer to as a historic week this week in session as we addressed and took a major step forward in the state's public pension systems. This is much needed reform. The House this week approved legislation that aims to slow the growth of our pension liabilities. It shifts financial risk away from the taxpayers and helps ensure the Commonwealth can meet its future pension obligations. Now, this is referred to as Senate Bill 1, which received bipartisan support. It would establish three new public pension plans from which the state employees and teachers hired in 2019 or later can choose. Each offer a defined contribution component, similar to what we would call a 401k in the private sector. The plan provides future employees with retirement security and portability while also protecting our taxpayers. Current employees have the opportunity to opt in to a new plan or continue in their current plan, and retirees would not see any changes to their existing plans, which was a key sticking point for me because I think even though we have a huge liability, I've heard it said that bad promises were made to good people, so we need to continue to protect those who are in the retirement plan right now, and this bill does that. The governor's expected to sign the measure within the next week, and we're pleased to see this moving to his desk.
And of course, it's budget season. I understand the House considered some legislation that might actually improve the budget process in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, Fayette County residents especially should be proud because my colleague and friend Representative Ryan Warner was the prime sponsor of House Bill 410. Now, this is to ensure tax dollars are used to their maximum benefit. The House this week passed legislation which would require the use of performance-based budgeting practices in state government. This type of budgeting uses performance matrix to determine whether each state department has met its goals and objectives and bases future budget allocations on what was actually accomplished within the dollars given. Budget requests would include itemized expenditures for all activities required by state and federal statutes at minimum and current levels. This is another effort by the House to stand up for Pennsylvania taxpayers and reinvent the way that state government operates. You know, I'm really proud to be serving with Representative Warner and congratulate him on getting this bill from the House over to the Senate. I was happy to be a yes vote on this bill, House Bill 410.
There's also some legislation that the House has been looking at that will help to get information to citizens about human services programs that might be of assistance to them. What's going on here?
To make sure Pennsylvania residents will have better access to both private and public human services, the House this week passed legislation to improve Pennsylvania's 211 system. Now, the 211 system is a free, confidential, 24-hour information and referral service that's been provided by the United Way and connects Pennsylvanians in need with health and human service assistance available through government programs along with private and nonprofit organizations that are located right in their communities. The new public-private grant program established under House Bill 211 would help expand this service, develop mobile applications, and ensure efficiencies and quality standards across the state while actually reducing the cost to taxpayers. The bill now moves to the Senate for their consideration.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.